right. This holiday season, the Historic Odessa Foundation is breaking from tradition of presenting Yuletide vignettes inspired by classic children's literature in order to bring seasonal sparkle to the 18th century hamlet of Odessa, with thousands of lights adorning the historic houses of Odessa. And to tell us all about what's happening this holiday season is the executive director of the Historic Odessa Foundation, Debbie Buxton. Debbie, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you, Kelly, for having me.
Hey, it's been a long couple of months because of COVID-19. Talk to us about the exciting things happening at the Historic Odessa Foundation and the Historic Houses of Odessa for the holiday season.
Well, we're very excited, Kelly. This is going to be a great year. You know, it's a departure from what we normally do in the buildings, but because of COVID, we're unable to do guided tours through our historic houses. So we decided to do guided tours of the exterior of the houses. So we've lit them all up in beautiful thousands of white lights. This has never been done before, and it really should be spectacular. The lights come on Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving, at 6 p.m., and they'll be on every night through January 3rd from 6 p.m. until about 11 o'clock at night. We own six major buildings, a half a dozen outbuildings, and about 72 acres of property in the historic center of Odessa. So it really should be a dramatic show.
Yeah, I think so, too. And what better way to keep people safe? I mean, you'll be outside. Of course, people will still have to social distance, I'm sure.
Correct.
And still wear masks, I'm sure.
Absolutely, yes.
So on this walking tour and all of these lights, what can we expect to see?
Well, they're just beautiful. We have everything lit up, from the smokehouse to the muskrat skinning shack to the doghouse. It's just really delightful. And then, of course, our spectacular Corbett Sharp House, which is a National Historic Landmark building and also a National Park Service Network to Freedom site, will be completely outlined in white light. It is the most beautiful Georgian mansion in the state of Delaware. It is truly an architectural wonder. It's just beautiful. And it'll be more beautiful when it's completely lit this way. We're really looking forward to this. It's not something that we traditionally do, but we wanted to send a message to our community of good tidings and cheer for the holiday season and hope and happiness for the new year. We asked all of our sponsors who normally sponsor our large-scale events like Brewfest and our holiday tour, and they were willing to come together this year to do this lighting show. Normally, they sponsor our Brewfest and other programs. So we really thank them for coming forward and be willing to foot the cost of doing this, really for the MOT community and the state at large.
Now, I have to ask, because, I mean, the property surrounding the Historic Odessa Foundation and the Historic Houses of Odessa, I mean, it's just so pretty, so beautiful up there, and I'm sure with all the lights, it's even more beautiful. Why have you guys never done this before, even pre-COVID?
Well, we are a colonial site, primarily, and of course, in the 18th century, Christmas was just a religious observance. There wasn't the same celebration of Christmas that comes much later in the Victorian period. It's really the Victorians that capitalize and begin to market Christmas as the holiday that we know it today. So we don't want to lead our visitors to believe that Christmas was ever celebrated in that way by the families who built these wonderful buildings. So every year we make a complete departure from our 18th, early 19th century interpretation, and we recreate a storybook in one of the houses, because these families were Quakers, and the Quakers really didn't celebrate Christmas. So in order to bring Christmas cheer, we have to sort of take a leap away from what is historically accurate.
All right. Also happening this holiday season, Historic Odessa will be setting up, I'm told, a recycled holiday ornament resale shop. Tell me all about this.
Oh, it's wonderful. Well, we've always done it for Christmas in Odessa one day only, and it raises a little money for our school tour programming. We do serve about 4,500 school children every year. Of course, this year, where we haven't had the children there because of the virus, but we're looking forward to welcoming them back, hopefully by next fall or next spring. But we also offer scholarships. So this little store funds the scholarships for children to come and visit Historic Odessa. So this year we decided, since we're closed inside, to open our wonderful little Colin Sharp House that dates to 1700. Fabulous little building. We do have COVID restrictions. You must wear a mask. We only allow a limited number of people into the building at a time. And we have all these wonderful vintage Christmas tree decorations and ornaments and exterior decorations. We ask the public to donate. They've come forward. We have a whole little house filled up with all kinds of Christmas stuff. And the shop will be open every day, Tuesday through Saturday, from 10 until 4, and on Sunday from 1 until 4. And you can just go to the shop and you know, walk right in and have a look around. There's so much stuff. I've already bought like 5 things.
Well, you know, you have to get before while the getting's good, I guess,
well,
as they say.
It opens on Black Friday. So Black Friday, the little shop opens. It's at 2nd Street, right behind our Cantwell's Tavern. So, you know, please do stop in and have a look around.
All right. Just to remind everybody, we're talking to Debbie Bucks, and Debbie is the executive director of the Historic Odessa Foundation. We're talking to her about the Historic Odessa Foundation's Look for the Light, Odessa at Night, light display, and all other holiday events. Debbie, how can people get information, and how will the tickets be done for this? Will they be time tickets?
Actually, this is free to the public. People can drive through town or they can come and walk around our grounds. We're happy to have them do that, providing they're wearing masks and they're observing social distancing. Now, we do offer the walking tours on the evenings on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5:30. You have to call for a reservation. They can call us at 302-378-4119, or they can visit our website, www.historicodessa.org.
At the very beginning of this interview, you kind of gave us some background about the historic houses of Odessa, but talk to us in more detail for those who are not familiar.
Well, Odessa is one of the most pristine colonial townscapes in the Mid-Atlantic. It's a wonderful little town. Time stood still there beginning in the mid-19th century. It was a port town. They shipped 400,000 bushels of wheat out of the little town of Odessa in the 18th century. At that time, it was known as Cantwell's Bridge. The railroad bypassed Odessa in the mid-19th century, and so Odessa's sea trade fell off, and the town began a slow economic decline. By the Great Depression, the town had really fallen into grave disrepair, but we were fortunate to be rescued by a gentleman named H. Rodney Sharp, who had first been introduced to Odessa in 1900 as the school teacher in the old academy building there. He taught school for 3 years, moved on to the DuPont Company as an assistant to Pierre Samuel DuPont, eventually married his sister, Isabella, and came back years later when the Corbett Sharp House was put up for sale and began his restoration of the town of Odessa. He restored 19 properties in Historic Odessa. It's a wonderful town, rich in Delaware history. We have a collection of over 7,000 decorative arts that were made and used in the Mid-Atlantic area, many of them in the town of Odessa by artisans that live there. One of Delaware's most prominent cabinet makers lived and worked in Odessa in the 18th century. Also one of Delaware's most prominent clockmakers. Great place to visit.
Debbie, I feel like you could go on forever about this.
I absolutely could. We are passionate about it.
The Historic Odessa Holiday Season 2020 is here. Look for the light, Odessa at Night. Anything else I'm not asking that you want the general public to know about for the holiday season?
No, I think I've pretty much covered everything. Make a reservation at Cantwell's Tavern, come down, have a meal, take a walk around, and really enjoy the holidays with Odessa.